like it, there will be no other closing part of the service. All right? Everybody excited tonight? Amen. We have an opportunity tonight. Amen. So if you want to just catch, they're handing out those cards. It won't bother me as I'm ministering. Just go ahead and grab those and catch their eye or raise your hand to them or whatever. Not going to bother me at all. All right. But I'd like to. We want everything that we do to be founded on the Scripture, and for sure we want our prayer to be fully founded in the Word of God. So we want to read some scriptures. We want to read some quotes to you tonight. Just going to take a few minutes, but God's, the revelation of the Lord comes through His Word. And His anointing must land on the Word of God. So we must be lined up with His Word tonight, and as we're going to see, there's power in that. Amen. Amen. So let's turn in the Bible tonight, and just as a little thought here, just for the few minutes that we have, I just want to speak to you about the power of agreement. All right, Matthew chapter 18. If we could stand for the reading of the Word, Matthew 18:18. Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." That's a pretty big statement right there. You remember that He is speaking not only to those that were present with Him, but to the generations of believers that would follow. But He spoke the oracles of God. He was the Word made flesh. So you can be assured tonight that this promise is unto you, unto your children, just as Peter said, right? It's to any that can lay a hold of this Word by faith and believe it. Amen? Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you, and we have more than two tonight, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer here. Father, Lord, we just pray that you would just anoint your Word tonight, Lord, as we, Lord, we just speak and read and look at the things that you have said. Father, I pray that you would have your way, Lord, and tonight, as we set aside this time, Lord, for prayer and for communion with you, Lord, spiritual meeting, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that you would just sweep through this building, oh God, Lord, and that your presence, your mighty presence, Lord, would be felt, that you would anoint your people, Lord, and Father, that you would come and may many things be accomplished tonight, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Also want to read Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Right? And in Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and the threefold cord is not quickly broken." There is power in our prayer, brother, sister, tonight, as long as we are united with the Word of God. Brother Branham said that one man fully surrendered to God, he could defeat an army. Right? And that's the two that are in agreement there. One believer and the Word of God in perfect agreement. And then what happens is that brings an agreement between the believers. Because if you agree with the Word of God and I agree with the Word of God, then don't we agree one another? And brother, sister, when we're talking about agreement, we're not talking about just saying, "Yep, we agree." Right? Amen. I'm just saying, yep, I agree. It's actually living out the amen. Amen. It's surrendering to that Word is agreeing with it. saying, I agree with that word and my whole life is behind it now. I'm going to bring my life under subjection to what that word says. Completely surrendering. And brother, sister, actively seeking out unbelief in your life. Think about that. Right? Not shying away from it, but actively seeking it out. Allowing God to put a spotlight in your life and say, Lord, see if there be any wicked way in me. Right? Try me. Test me, O God. Amen? Show me where I'm not lining up with your word, because I want to be in perfect agreement with your word. And then letting the Holy Spirit anoint that word with power. Amen. And then it will lead you into all things. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Is that right? So when we agree with Him, and then we agree with one another in Him, under His word, brother, sister, there is power. There is power that hell cannot stand against. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:10, Paul says, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. He's not telling them to be parrots. He's telling them to have the same word in their hearts. Right? To have the same word, the same testimony. To be in agreement of one heart and one mind. He says, but that there be no divisions among you. But that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. The same judgment, the same discernment. Right? Of spirits and judging and understanding and knowing what is right and wrong. So this was Paul's prayer for the church. Amen. If we, to illustrate the power in unity, we only have to look at the opposite. And look at what division does to erode, like, say, a nation, like our nation, right? You look at division and how if you get, half the people on one side and half the people on the other side, and they're always tearing down at one another, they can never accomplish anything. But the times when this nation has come together in one heart and one accord and one mind with one purpose, it is a power to be reckoned with. One of the amazing things about the Second World War was that the whole nation was behind the effort. And we accomplished, we did amazing things. Not just, in the making of war, but in the industrial production and the scientific advancements and the whole nation pulling together. The whole nation pulled together to send a man to the moon because the majority of the country was on board and everybody was moving in the same direction. And there was power in that unity. Amen? And we see in the Bible where all the people were in one accord and in one language in the book of Genesis. And they decided to build a Tower of Babel. Right? And God said, look, they're all in one accord and nothing will be withheld from them. So he confounded their language and broke up their unity because they were unifying under the wrong head. Right? God wants unity, but the unity must be under his headship, under his leadership. Amen. In Genesis 3 verse 8, says, speaking of Adam and Eve, they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God amongst the trees of the garden. They were in agreement. Right? Adam and Eve were in agreement. They were hiding from the presence of God. But brother, sister, we're in a different position tonight, right? Because the blood of Christ has removed that barrier. Amen. And tonight, two can walk together in perfect agreement in the presence of God. Amen. We can change this picture. This picture has been flipped. And now it's not Adam and Eve hiding from the presence of God. Brother Branham said now there's a cherubim with a flaming sword and he's trying to get his children back into Eden and back into the presence of God, back into that relationship again. We can agree as to a bride and a bridegroom, right? The body on earth agreeing with her husband. Amen. All coming into the presence of God and agreeing together. But there's power in his presence too. Amen. There's power in believers getting together and under the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. One time they had a prayer meeting in the Bible. We're going to have a prayer meeting tonight. But one time they had a prayer meeting in the Bible and Peter was in prison. Amen. We'll just read it here real quickly in Acts chapter 12, verse 5. It says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Brother, sister, that wasn't just one prayer meeting. They were praying without ceasing. They were praying for Peter to be loosed from the chains of the enemy. Amen. And when Peter, it says, so later in verse 11, the angel, as you know the story, came in and delivered Peter, walks him out of the prison. You know, it wasn't like he dropped in a helicopter and pulled him out. He just walked him right through the gates. When Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. You see, they were praying while all of this was going on. That angel was sent on the prayers of those saints. The power of God was unleashed to loose Peter from his bonds by the prayer, the power of this prayer of the saints. They were together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And you know the story, they couldn't hardly believe it. They said she was crazy. The very thing that they were praying for. Amen? You see, even they didn't realize the power in their prayers. I wonder if we could be like that tonight. We don't realize what God has placed in your hand. Brother Branham's son is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. Amen. Most powerful thing that God could give the church. Amen. So tonight we've come to meet with him. We haven't come to meet with some earthly king. We haven't come to meet with some celebrity. But you've got an opportunity tonight to meet with the King of Kings. You've got an opportunity to meet with the perfect God. The God of the universe. The God that made you. Amen. You've got an opportunity to fellowship with him. Amen. To come into his presence. We've got an opportunity tonight to rise above the chatter, chatter, chatter. So much of what's going on now in the world is that. It's chatter. It's distractions. It's the world just trying to make noise. Amen. But we can rise above that, brother, sister. Amen. Let me just read you. I got three quotes here. All right. We're going to stop here in just a minute because we want plenty of time for this. Amen. But I have three statements that I want to read to you. This is from Remembering the Lord. He says, a communion with the Lord is like an oasis in the desert. It's like the spring underneath the pond that where the traveler coming by stops and drinks the water till he quenches his thirst. So maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you're thirsty. Amen. Maybe you just need some communion with him because we're all travelers in this world, right? And maybe you're just feeling dried out. Amen. Maybe you're just feeling a little bit, you're not as sensitive to him as you'd like to be. And you're just a little dry and a little coarse. And you need that water. He says, coming by the order to his table, where the passing pilgrim that's sojourning here on earth together, we can come to his table and drink of his blessings, of his grace, and of his word, in fellowship around his word, until our thirsty souls are satisfied. And then we leave the place of worship refreshed and satisfied, and we go out to meet the desert's problems again, the problems of life's desert. Yes, an oasis in the desert, refreshing ourselves, making ourselves when we're thirsty. It should be with every worshiper. It is with every true worshiper that they long to get together. And there's something about the fellowship that's divine. It's ordered of God. It's holy and sacred. And the righteous are thirsting for it. As David said that his soul thirsted after God like the hart did for the water brook. The little wounded deer that the hounds has jerked plugs from its side and it jerked away from it and it stands and panting and watching, smelling with its sense that God gave it, it can smell water for miles. And it holds its little head in the air while it's bleeding its life out. And if it can ever get to that spring, it can live. No one's going to catch him then if he can ever get to water. He'll fool every dog he could put after him, for he knows he found the life-giving resource. And when the church gets to that place where Christ means so much to us that we thirst to get in his presence and with each other, it's a life-giving resource. No devil can ever overtake you. Even death itself is defeated there. Oh, what a hope. What a place. Refresh ourselves. And in so doing, remembering Christ was the one who made it possible for us. He was the one who did these things for us. We must remember him. Amen. So if we're wounded, tonight there's a refreshing. We can come into his presence. We can meet with each other. We can bind our faith with each other. Amen. And we can have life-giving water poured into our lives. And we can live again. Amen. From the message, Jesus keeps all his appointments. He said he took a note and read it. Now, so this is when the Pharisee invites Jesus to his house and he sends his messenger. Right? And Brother Branham is dramatizing this when his messenger, the little courier, comes to the presence of Christ. Right? He says he took the note and he read it. We find out the certain Pharisee was making a feast and he had bid him to come down and be a guest of honor with him. So Jesus, standing for a few moments looking at the young man, yet busy as he was, but you can never invite him, but he'll come. Do you believe that? Tonight. So that means he's here, right? We've invited his presence. So this young man is standing in his presence. He says, he said, you tell your master I'll be there on a certain day, a certain time I'll be there. And the courier must have smiled, satisfied, turned away, run down off the hill to take the good news back to his master that he had succeeded in getting the message to this one he wanted. He says, what was the matter with that courier? How could it be? Was he conscious of what he had done? The first time, maybe in his life, he ever stood in the presence of Jesus. And never even asked forgiveness of his sins. He never took the opportunity. How it's the same way with people today. Many times they realize they're in his presence and they never ask forgiveness. Well, he maybe never presented the opportunity another time, turned down his last opportunity to ask forgiveness. How could he ever have done that? How could that boy have been so wrapped up in bringing this message from his master that he failed in the presence of the Son of God to ask forgiveness? It was all a business affair. And you know, that's something like people today. Church, Christ has become a business affair or a social affair. Join a church and just get a little better social standing for your business or something. You stand out a little better in the neighborhood. It isn't really a thing of coming and repenting like a sinner should do. Many times in church, people are brought right into the presence of Christ and turn away and do a rational thing as this courier did. He should have fell on his knees when he first realized who he was. And he's saying, Master, I have a message to you, but first, I want you to forgive me. That would have been the right approach. Then if there's any business to be done, let that be done later. But first, get his own soul right with God. Now, brother and sister, how many times do we walk in through these church doors and it's all business? Amen? It's routine. And we don't realize that we're coming into the presence of Almighty God. So tonight, let's be aware of that. But look, Brother Branham is giving us a key here. He's saying, before you attend to any business with him, ask for forgiveness. And that's a good approach. Amen? Before we bring our petitions to the king, we should make sure we're right. Jesus, you know, speaking about those that were judging. And you know, there's that common scripture that everybody quotes about, oh, you know, don't worry about the mote in my eye and look to the beam in your own eye, right? But Jesus says, look to the beam in your own eye so that you can help your brother. Right? Then you can see clearly to help him remove the mote from his eye. You've got to be clear and clean before God. There can't be any doubt in your heart that you are completely forgiven of your sins, that your slate is wiped clean, that your account is clear before you go ask petitions of him. Amen? Or you'll be double-minded. Your heart will condemn you. So that's first order of business. Lord, show me if there's anything. And if there's nothing, and as he brings them to you, you just repent of those things, and that's it. It's gone. Amen. Brother, sister, that's no different than we do in the ministry. When we know that we're going to be praying for God's children preaching his word, we make sure, you better know, that there is nothing on your account. If you're going to pray for your loved one, if you're going to pray for somebody else tonight, if you're going to pray for your own needs, make sure there's nothing on your account. Make sure it's clear. Amen? Amen. Just one more quote. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, no one person can do it by themselves. It takes all of us together to pull together, to pray together, to stand in unity in the Spirit and pray for this. Brethren has been telling me the churches has had prayer meetings prior to this meeting, and I'm so thankful for that. When you gather together to pray like that, it changes the whole atmosphere when we pray. Do you believe that that's the truth tonight? Brother Branham says if they can just know when they come into the presence of God, he says they're healed. He said in one place, he was having the people pray with each other, and he said, put your hands on one another. He said, connect yourselves together by the unity of faith in the presence of God. That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to connect ourselves together in a unity of faith in the presence of God. Amen. We're going to pray certainly for our own needs, but we're going to pray for the body's needs. We're going to pray for the needs in the ministry. We're going to pray for the needs in missions. We're going to pray for needs for our family, for anything. And we're going to believe that God is going to do mighty things. Amen. Do you have those cards, brother? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My, it's quite a stack. So the first one that we had up here was turned in originally. It says, please pray for Brother Augie's family. Brother Augustine, Sister Leah, Omar, and Luis were in a traffic accident. But it says all is well, but we do want to pray for them. Amen. And that just reminds me, I don't know if there's one in here. There may be one, but we do want to pray for Brother Augustine Sr. as well. Amen. He had surgery Monday, I think about my days. Amen. On his back, he had a tumor in his back, and we want to pray that God will just touch him. Amen. Amen. So as we read these, there's a lot here. You're not going to remember them all, but it's important that we voice these, right? And as we pray, I did want to say this too. As we pray, it's important that we speak. Amen. It's important that we speak the word into this dimension. It's fine to pray silently, but there's something about speaking out the word of God. There's a power in it. There's a power in your voice. Amen? Thank you, brother. Pray that Virgil and Adriana would be back in church, whatever it takes. Amen. Thank you to everyone who has tried to reach out to them. Amen. Do you all agree with that? We will agree on that. Amen. Amen. This one's not signed, but it says, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation, and I want the vision in my left eye restored. Amen. God knows exactly who that is and can touch you tonight. Physical healing and emotional, spiritual. Amen. Blumke family, please pray for both sides of our family, relatives, friends, for salvation, to have God use us for his glory. How many have that same prayer tonight? Amen. To see our sister Angela's husband, Roy, back in church and restoration in her home and her healing for her body. She has diabetes and suffering with a staph infection. And healing and restoration for our brother Dave Green. That's from our sister Joy. Amen. God is his healer. Amen. Amen. Believe God's going to move in that family. Amen. This is from my wife, Julie. Two teenage boys that are on our heart. One is our 18-year-old neighbor in our old neighborhood in San Luis Obispo. A 17-year-old boy who knows the message has been recently paralyzed from an accident. I think we saw that on Facebook, right? I think probably many of you saw that. He's been paralyzed from an accident on I believe it was a trampoline. The other boy that is our neighbor was paralyzed in a bicycle accident. So both of these teenage boys, 18 and 17, one is a message believer, the other is a Christian, and praying that the lame will walk again and that both will dedicate their lives fully to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Brother William, please remember me in prayer, asking the Lord to guide me to do whatever he wants me to do and where, and to help me find a job he wants me to have, opening the right doors and showing me it's his will. Amen. How many will agree with our brother tonight? The Lord knows I want to stay here and support the ministry here, but I'm willing to do and go whatever he wants me to do. And that's the right attitude. Amen. Please pray I will not be deceived nor confused, that I can do his will. Amen. God wants us to know what his will is, right? Amen. He wants to lead us. So we'll just agree with our brother tonight. Our sister Terry, strength and wisdom for guidance and submission for God's perfect will in my life. The same for my friend. Is that Carrie? Carrie. And a friend's daughter, Savannah, and son, Benjamin, for God's leadership in their life. Also, salvation for my parents, Nancy and Lenny, and for my brothers, Stephen and AJ. Amen. Amen. We'll agree with our sister. Amen. Amen. Our brother Isaac Baxter. My cousin, Ethan Jones, attempted suicide on Monday. He is currently in the hospital on watch and recovering. Please pray for the healing of his body and, more importantly, the healing of his soul. May the Lord make himself known to him and show Ethan the path of life. Amen. You don't know what someone's going through. Amen. But we believe God can intervene. Amen. Turn that situation completely around. Amen. Get a hold of that young man. This is from Brother Daniel. For the past couple of months, I've been praying for more wisdom. I know that desire is for a purpose, as well as ammunition to use against giants in my life. I ask you to join me in prayer because he is more than able. He is more than able. Amen. How many agree with our brother in prayer? Amen. Amen. There's going to be some defeated devils here tonight. Amen. Our brother Park says has a special unspoken request for himself. Amen. As we will lift him to the throne, God knows the specific need, but we'll lift our brother up tonight. Amen. Brother Armenta, I want to give thanks to God for my healing and thank the brothers for their prayer. Amen. No request in that one. That was just praise all the way around. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He did it for one. He can do it for you. Amen. Our sister Cornelia asked for strength to go all the way and salvation for her family. Amen. The Lord grant our sister that request tonight. Amen. Sister Rubio says for Brother George Chavez Orozco, he is in ICU. Amen. Don't know that specifics of that, but if you're in ICU, that's a dire situation. God can heal him. Amen. Amen. Ben and Allie, please agree with us that the next time Grayson has a pelvic scan, all the results come back normal. Amen. We'll speak that out and agree in prayer on that tonight. Amen. Amen. Our sister Grace, so this is what I mentioned. Please pray for my dad who is having another surgery on Friday, that there will be nothing to operate and healing of his body. Amen. Believing for our brother tonight. Amen. So many requests. So many. Did you know that there were this many needs in the body? You know, if we don't read this, if we don't voice them out, how do we know the needs? Amen. And we're doing this because we believe that God is going to do something. Amen. Please keep my dad in prayer. He had surgery on Monday to remove a tumor from his spine. That's what we mentioned there. Brother Augustine prays to the Lord that all went well. Pray for a quick recovery. He will possibly stay at recovery place for therapy, depending on his progress, and he'll have surgery on Friday to have a kidney removed. So we want to just pray for that. That's our sister Jeanette. Amen. A lot of prayers for a brother. Amen. Nathan asks for prayer. He says, I have a medical issue that came up recently and would like for you all to join me in prayer for a complete healing and also in a special unspoken request. Amen. God is a healer tonight. Amen. Amen. Our sister Lydia Bayar says, please pray for my sister. Her husband is in hospice. He had a heart attack. He is a believer. Her husband just accepted the Lord. Well, praise the Lord for that. But he can heal his soul. He can heal his body. Amen. Amen. But I'm so thankful that he gave his heart to the Lord. Brother Eli says, please pray for the family in Puerto Rico. For health and reconstruction of the island, also in Mexico as well. Amen. Amen. There's God has children all over, and some are really hurting right now. Amen. Remember them in prayer tonight. I would like to pray for my father-in-law's left arm and a full recovery of the open heart surgery he had. That's Sister Emma Valencia. Also for a closer walk he's had with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. But a complete healing is what we're believing for. Amen. How many are going to agree with them on that? Amen. Amen. Our sister Victoria asks for prayer for salvation of Aaron. Is that Aaron? Aaron Jones. Amen. Salvation first, then healing. Amen. And then, brother, sister, the saving of a soul is the greatest thing we can pray for tonight. It's the greatest thing. Amen. Sister, our sister Linda says, please pray for my husband's salvation and peace in my home. Also the salvation of my son, Jeremiah. Amen. And also, please pray for my neighbor, Mike Cameron. He has cancer of the liver and doctors only give him 2 years to live. Amen. Doctor's report is one thing. God's report is another. How many want to agree with our sister for her home and for her family? Amen. From Sister Christina, I am in need of prayer for healing in my back. I have a vertebrae that has formed into a point that presses into my sciatic nerve, which causes extreme pain. It's causing disruption to my everyday life. I have battled this for 3 years already, and I'm ready to give Satan back what he is trying to afflict me with. God is more than able. How many of you have been healed with back trouble? Raise your hand. Sister, look around. Keep your hand up. Amen. He can heal tonight. Amen. Amen. That's all the requests. Thank you for putting those requests in. Amen. That's a lot. But we have a big God tonight. Amen. A mighty God tonight. This is nothing for him. Brother, just like the believers in Acts, maybe, you know, many family members were mentioned. Maybe there's someone that you know that's in prison. But we're going to have a prayer meeting tonight to break them out. To break those chains tonight, amen? Our prayers tonight could be the difference. You petitioning God and agreeing with His Word, getting a hold of the throne of mercy, that could be the difference tonight in somebody's life. Amen? If you need to overcome lukewarmness, maybe you're tired. You need a touch, that's tonight's your night. Amen? So let's pray in faith. Amen? Brother Kenny, would you come? Brother Kenny's going to play for us. Let's we're going to just sing one little song just to kind of change the order of the service. And then I invite you to pray. And brother, sister, you can use any part of the sanctuary. If you want to go off in the corner and pray, go off in the corner and pray. But I encourage you to bind your faith with someone else. If you want to come up here and you want to have a prayer meeting at the altar and you want to pray with somebody. Amen. Pray with somebody. Bind your hearts together. Amen. Let's send some devils on the run tonight. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing. Let's just enter into a time of worship now and just as we come into the time of prayer. Don't be shy now. You know, I'm going to step down and I'm going to pray. Amen. Let's just sing that. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.